Good afternoon. Scott Spears along with you on this Thursday, October the 13th, 2016, 1214, coming up on 1215 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We have got a full plate set for you for the next 2 hours of broadcasting here on WWGH Radio, and it's a very unique day because we have got a lot of people in the next hour who are supposed to call in, possibly call in. We don't know if they'll call in, but it's a wide range of topics. So if you don't like one topic, don't turn the dial because we could be coming back to your topic very shortly or have somebody not show up or not call in, and we could be right back to the topic that you're interested in. We're going to talk a little bit about the wrestling coming up on October 29th over at the old YMCA on Church Street. We're also going to be joined by the 64th governor of the state of Ohio, Dick Celeste. That will be coming up. We're supposed to be joined by Radio Man, who is a famous New York landmark. He was a homeless man in New York who ended up appearing in films and television series. A very unique story. That's coming up, hopefully, in the next couple hours. And you on the toll-free line, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a call. And maybe we'll even give away some stuff over the next 2 hours. But it was a dry day yesterday for calls, so let's hope that the calls pick up today because there is certainly a lot going on. But we do want to let everybody know again that the health profile the health profiles with Marion General Hospital is going on here in the Marion Center Mall today, tomorrow, and Saturday, starting at 7 a.m. each day. You're not going to want to miss that. And the Sunburst Beauty Pageant, will be taking place October 23rd here in the mall. Sunday, October 23rd, the Sunburst Beauty Pageant here in the mall. So don't forget that. And also don't forget the League of Women Voters Candidates Night right here on WWGH Radio a week from today, next Thursday, October the 20th, starting at 7:30 p.m. That's going to be a lot of fun as well. Now, let's get into our normal bag of politics because it's not stopping now. We're down to 27 days, and I don't think it's going to stop. We've got another debate coming up next Wednesday. Each person has a unique thing going on right now. Donald Trump is at war with the Republicans. And last night we found out that more than 10, I'm not sure where it's at now, might be 12, 13, 14 people are now alleging, two in the New York Times that I know of today, are alleging that Donald Trump did sexually assault them. So this becomes a problem because the video that came out last Friday in which he said he had, well, he implied that he had sexually assaulted women, was interesting. And then he went to the debate on Sunday night, and Anderson Cooper asked him point blank if he had ever done that to women, sexually assaulted them, and he said no. And now here we are, 4 days later, learning that several women have come through and said that indeed he has. So it's a very interesting time, and we'll talk about that as time goes on. But let's head over to the phone lines right now. Who's on the line?
I'm calling. My name is W.D. Steele. I'm the attorney for Big Bully Busey from Steele Cash and Austin.
Oh, now this is very interesting. Let me inform the fans here. Big Bully Busick, if you're not familiar, coming up here in Marion, Ohio on October the 29th, Saturday, October the 29th, it's the Halloween Bash, a big event. Bobo Brazil Jr. will defend the heavyweight title against the Butcher Beast with Big Bully Busick in his corner. There'll be a three-way match for the United States title, Uncle Hog versus Dick the Bruiser Jr. versus Ox Baker Jr. with Big Bully Busick. It all takes place at the old YMCA up on Church Street. There'll be a battle royal that night. You can get your tickets by coming to the radio station, $10 a pop, right here in the Marion Center Mall, right next to the Crafter's Coop, or get them at the door the night of the show. Doors open at 6, shows at 7, October 29th, that is a Saturday night. But now saying all that, we have the attorney for Big Bully Busick, and as you all know who've been listening and keeping up with this, last week on this program, the main event match at Halloween Bash is the champion, Bobo Brazil Jr., who's been champion in Classic Championship Wrestling for 2.5 years, will be putting up the title against the Butcher Beast, who is now managed by Big Bully Busick. Last week, Mr. Busick made an assertion that Bobo Brazil Jr. has a steel plate in his head. We took that up with Bobo Brazil Jr. Bobo said, it's fine. I don't have to use the cocoa butt in that match, but Big Bully Busick needs to put up his mustache, put your mustache where your mouth is, so to say, and if the Butcher Beast should lose on that night, without a headbutt being thrown, that the mustache, which is very important to Big Bully Busick, will be shaved, and obviously, he's got his attorneys involved. Mr. Steele, what is your beef?
Well, I'm calling right now. I'm a busy man, Mr. Spears. I don't really have time for this. I got depositions, impositions, compositions. I got pre-trials, post-trials. I got everything going on. But when a man like Big Bully Busick calls me, I drop what I'm doing. He's a man of impeccable character.
He is. This is news to me.
I have evidence that Mr. Brazil...
Now, Mr. Steele, I don't know if you're on a cell phone there. I know you're busy. You're kind of cutting in and out. If speak into the phone a little clearer.
I have evidence.
There you go.
I have leaked evidence that was sent to me that Mr. Brazil does not have a steel plate in his head.
Oh.
He does not have a steel plate in his head. I have found out through my investigators, through exculpatory evidence, that is a titanium plate.
A titanium plate.
Which is a thousand times stronger than steel.
Uh-huh.
Now, he's going to use that head. He's going to try to use that head as a weapon. We ask that he cease and desist right now.
Do you talk to your client at all?
I also know, Mr. Spears, I've got evidence that you
are
behind a cover-up.
Well, let's take this from the top here, Mr. Steele. I don't know if you talk to your client or not, but we cleared this up last week.
I talk to him every day.
Well, I think you better call him up when you're done with this conversation, because Mr. Brazil agreed. We didn't even have to bring in the board of directors or the president of the federation to make this call. Mr. Brazil has already agreed he will not use a cocoa butt, so whether he's got steel or titanium or a brick strapped to his forehead, it doesn't matter. He's already said he will not use the headbutt, so why are we still... What am I covering up?
I have leaked emails saying that he's going to use it anyways.
Are you dealing with WikiLeaks, too? Do you have ties to Russia?
Yes, I do.
I can... Well, at least you admit it.
Yes, I do.
Okay, so he's not going to use it. If he uses it,
he's not going to use it.
I said that. If he does use it, he will be disqualified. We all know that. But what you don't understand, and maybe your counterpart...
What do you mean I don't understand?
Well, I'm about to explain
it to
you.
I'm a lawyer.
Well, stop flapping...
You're a television... You're a radio announcer.
Well, you
know nothing. Well, I went to school for years.
Yeah, but you went many years... My undercover people said it took you about 15 years to get that law degree.
15 years, 16 years. What's it matter?
That's
I got
exactly,
a law degree.
You're right. 15. You but now hold on. Now hold on. Does your man you represent, your client, Big Bully Busick, realize? See, he's kind of painted himself into a corner, and this is where I don't favor him to be too bright. Because the stipulation he wanted was... If Bobo uses the headbutt, he's immediately disqualified. Well, that's fine. But this is a heavyweight title match. So if Bobo uses the headbutt and gets disqualified, the Butcher will win the match. But as I'm sure the Bully knows, the title can only change hands on pinfall or submission. So he would lose the title. He's given Bobo an out in this match.
The Butcher will win in spite of everything that happens. But if Brazil uses his head, we will take immediate legal action against him, and we will come after you for the cover-up.
But what exactly is the cover-up? I haven't quite heard that yet.
Well, we have emails that are leaked, and it'll come forthwith. if this is used. We will disclose it after the match.
Forthwith, huh? Well, I'm glad it'll come forthwith. But so when Mr. Busick and the Beast not only walk out of there with no title that night...
They'll walk out of there with that title.
Okay, well, that remains to be seen. And the Bully walks out with his prize mustache shaved off. Now, what are they going to do then?
The Bully has never shaved his mustache, and he never will shave his mustache. It'll never happen.
Well, October 29th is coming up in about 2.5 weeks.
You go to the YMCA on October 29th and watch and see that Mr. Big Bully Busick will walk out of there with his mustache intact.
Highly unlikely. Highly unlikely. Because he's already painted himself into a corner, like I said. And that's just the way it goes.
The Bully has never painted himself in a corner, ever.
Well, he already did.
He's a man of impeccable character. A pillar of the community.
But really?
That's right.
Well, that pillar's got a few cracks in it.
Now, listen, I have to go. I have to go to trial here in a couple minutes.
Well, now, hold on. Before we let you off the line here, I want you to do this. I want you to go back to your client and inform him that does he realize he's really put himself on the line here, because if the headbutt is used, he's not going to get the title. And you just have him give us a little ring here at a quarter till one. Yeah, quarter till one, because I'd like to speak with him again. And I want to know why he sicked a shyster lawyer like you on us.
Shyster, what are you talking about?
Right, again. Steele, excuse me, not Shyster, Mr. Steele, that, why would he do that if he's not frightened? All I see is fear. I want headbutts banned. I want this done. I want that done. I'm getting a lawyer. I want MRIs. Bring in the doctors. That's fear.
I want a magnet test.
You want a magnet test?
I want a magnet test.
You
want
to see if Bully has a spine?
No, I want to see if Brazil has a titanium plate in his head.
It doesn't.
Put a magnet on his head to see.
Once again, Mr. Steele, it's irrelevant, because if he uses that...
It's not irrelevant. It could be used as a weapon.
Right, but again, if he uses that, he'll be disqualified. Your client has already asked for that, and we've agreed to that.
Well, we're going with it. We want to see a magnet, and we want... And another thing, I'm going to look into why he's named after a country. Maybe those people aren't real happy.
Well, his father was named...
Hey, they're not happy with him either.
Well, he's long gone, unfortunately, so we can't really bring that up. But as it looks, like I said, I think you better, before you go into court, or maybe after, I'm sure it's a short trial, in and out, and a loss on your behalf, but you better call up Mr. Busick and let him know that a quarter till, he better call in and explain his actions today for having a shyster like you call in and threaten...
Well, Big Bully Busick will be calling, and I take offense to the word shyster.
Well,
I'm one of the top lawyers in the country.
Do you take offense to the word on the level? Ethical.
Goodbye,
ethical.
Spears.
Ethical.
We will talk again, Mr.
We
Spears.
Will talk again, Mr. Steele. Thank you. Coward, 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 as you can see, coming up here in just a few short weeks, 2.5 weeks. What an event that's going to be. It's a Classic Championship Wrestling presentation. It is Halloween Bash. $10 a seat coming up 7 p.m. Saturday night, October the 29th at the old YMCA up on Church Street here in Marion. $10 a ticket. Big Bully Busick there, the Butcher Beast, Bobo Brazil Jr., Uncle Hong, having trouble speaking today. Uncle Hog, 565 pounds, Dick the Bruiser Jr., Ox Baker Jr. with Big Bully Busick, a whole host of others coming up on October 29th. Doors open at 6 p.m., Mikey the Maniac, all kinds of great people. There'll be food there, concessions, all kinds of great things. You are not going to want to miss. This is truly going to be an event for the ages, as they say. And you can get those tickets here at the radio station, Marion Center Mall, right next to the Crafters Coop. $10 a seat. But if you're not lucky enough to get your seat early, and you might want to get it early, we might sell out. You never know. A matter of fact, I'm pretty sure it will be a sellout. Capacity crowd. Get them at the door that night. Don't be left out as this event emanates, remember, from the old YMCA on Church Street, right across from the United Church Homes. So don't miss that. So we did our bit of wrestling there today. And as I say, we've also got former Governor Dick Celeste coming up here, hopefully momentarily on the program, to talk about politics. But we were talking about politics before we went away there for a minute. So does anybody out there have anything to say? 740-383-9944, because the question is, did Donald Trump do what the New York Times, well, actually not the New York Times, but the people in the New York Times claimed that he has done, and will this essentially bring an end to his presidential campaign? Now, on the other side, we've got WikiLeaks going on, who we don't, I think they think it's coming from Russia. It's almost a confirmation. It's all very strange, and we're getting a phone call here, so we are going to continue to go on with this. And as we continue on here with the program today, politics are certainly heating up as we head into the big November 8th election right around the corner, where we are going to choose the next president of this country, Republican candidate Donald Trump versus Democratic candidate, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton. Joining us today is a gentleman I am very proud to have with us to discuss this matter, the 64th governor of the great state of Ohio, Dick Celeste. Governor Celeste, how are you?
Hey, Scott, it's good to talk to you. I'm terrific. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, this is kind of a thing for me because we had Governor Gilligan on, we've had Governor Strickland on, and we're so glad to have you on.
Well, I'm grateful. I'm in my 10th county today here in Ohio. I've been back for 3.5 days campaigning for Hillary, so it's great to talk to you. I'm sorry I'm not in Marion.
If you ever come through Marion, I hope you stop by.
I certainly will.
Well, Governor, you're here, of course, campaigning for Hillary. For all the people out there who are undecided, we're under 30 days, why have you decided Hillary Clinton is the choice for you?
Scott, I've known Hillary Clinton for 30 years. I met her when Bill was governor of Arkansas and I was governor of Ohio. And I've admired her throughout that time. She was the person... A lot of people don't realize this. She was the person who carried education reform for him when he was governor of Arkansas. He got the credit. She did the hard work. And that's been much of the story of her life. She's really an extraordinarily gifted public servant. And she's devoted her life to improving the lives of others, in contrast to... the Republican nominee who can only think of himself. It's all about himself, and who I think we're seeing more and more clearly is just simply not prepared, temperamentally not prepared by character for the office of president.
Governor, you have been on the political scene for quite a while now. When a candidate... Well, let's just start with this. Here in Ohio, we had the Republican convention here this year. Our own governor, a sitting Republican, did not attend. And last week, definitively, our current governor, Republican John Kasich, said he will not vote for the Republican candidate for president. What does all that say? When you're the governor of a state, you're the only person who can answer this. When you're the governor of a state and your party's convention is in that state, what would keep you from attending that?
Well, I believe Governor Kasich realized that the soon-to-be nominee of his party had a deeply flawed character, and I respect his judgment. It wasn't easy to not be there to host the convention. I'm sure he wanted to, but just really felt he didn't want to associate with that decision. And time has proven him to be correct. And I think he can hold his head high with colleagues. He doesn't have to say, I told you so, but I mean, the fact is he did.
Why is it here we are, under 30 days from the election, And even though Hillary currently leads about 9 points in the national polls, if people believe that, you know, it's hard to tell with these polls. They change every day. Why are they changing every day? Why is Donald Trump still in this?
Well, I think that there are a substantial number of people in our country who are sufficiently fed up with what's happened in Washington and frustrated with what they see as the traditional politics and traditional politicians, that they're prepared to sort of throw a political Hail Mary, if you will, right? And so they will ignore all of the deep flaws that Trump has in the hopes that he would shake things up sufficiently to turn around what is causing their distress and their dismay. My feeling is it's sad because I consider him a snake oil salesman. I think he's the kind of person we used to have come through saying this tonic will grow your hair back. This tonic will make you strong forever. This tonic will make you smarter than you thought you were, whatever, right? And what we've seen, if you judge him by his actions, is he imports his goods from China. He imports his steel from China. He declares bankruptcy. He has, it doesn't pay his taxes.
Governor, let's talk about a state you and I know very well, Ohio. No Republican has ever won the presidency without carrying Ohio. Now, just 2 weeks ago, Donald Trump was still in the lead here in Ohio. How do you see it trickling down here in under 30 days?
Well, I've now been in, as I said, this is my 10th county here to be here in, I'm in Cincinnati, Hamilton County. You hear the traffic in the background as I stand at the corner of 12th and Vine Street. And I was with people who started early voting here, and virtually all of them were Democrats. Although interestingly, one of them was a veteran who's never voted for a Democrat before in his life. He's in his mid-40s, and he said, "I'm voting for Hillary Clinton because I put my country ahead of my party." And so I think that Trump's flaws become more and more evident. It seems to me the polls, that's why he's slumping in the polls. And I think early voting is going to reinforce that direction for him, because I think Hillary Clinton has a strong ground game and will be turning out voters.
As you have said, you know Hillary Clinton. Why is it that she has this image? People are saying it all the time, lesser of two evils. What is this image that people have of her nationally as opposed to what you know personally?
Well, there's been a right-wing media group. In fact, some of them have taken over the Trump campaign, but for 30 years they've gone after Hillary Clinton. I think it's significant. One of the things that really struck me was Michael Chertoff, who was a prosecutor back in the days of Whitewater, and strong Republican, has come out in favor of Hillary Clinton because he's taken a hard look, and he knows that there were a lot of claims launched against her which were not true. And so I just think that she's had the fight. She's had to fight this effort to smear her at every turn. People are not aware of her accomplishments, and that's the story we've been trying to tell the folks so that they know what the positive story about Hillary. I don't think it's, people say the lesser of two evils. That to me is simply off the mark. She is the most qualified person to run for president in my lifetime. I honestly believe that.
I want to bring it back to Ohio again, because there have been two other interesting happenings here, and you know this as a governor and office holder, that endorsements do come along. In Ohio, this election, the Cincinnati Inquirer, which had not endorsed a Republican or a Democrat for president in over 100 years, has endorsed Hillary Clinton, and the Columbus Dispatch, a city you know well, had not endorsed a Democrat since Woodrow Wilson. They didn't even endorse Franklin Roosevelt. They've endorsed Hillary Clinton. What is the those newspapers, what is their big fear, do you believe?
Well, to me, Scott, they've taken a hard look at the choice to be made, and they see a dramatic difference between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. I mean, it's and again, I think this is a matter of putting part of the country before the party. They look at this and say, we have looked at these two candidates, and both of them gave, I think, very substantial endorsements to Hillary Clinton. They were saying she is a clear preference in this election, and they felt strongly enough about it that they made these endorsements early as well. I mean, they just weren't last minute, you know, well, we finally come to our senses endorsements. These are, we've looked at this carefully, and this is what we strongly believe.
Right now, Donald Trump is dealing with the New York Times article today with the women who have come out against him, and people can read that. And right now, Hillary Clinton is dealing with this WikiLeaks email trail that seems to keep going on, which we think is tied to Russia. They've almost pretty well confirmed that. Does that bother you to any degree, this whole email thing?
Well, what bothers me about the email is not what Hillary Clinton said, because if you read the stuff they're putting out, there's really, I mean, there's nothing in there that is embarrassing, frankly. I think what I find stunning is the fact that the Russians are trying to manipulate our elections. And I find that enormously distressing. I think that, to me, when the American intelligence community says they have evidence that the Russian government has hacked these emails and that the Russian government is using WikiLeaks on a give them selective material, and in some cases material that has been doctored along the way, that is something everyone should be horrified by. And I've watched Trump as a candidate stand up and say, well, we don't have any evidence that this is the case, and he's playing footsie with Putin and the Russian government. I mean, that is incredibly dangerous for our country, and I think that's one reason why a number of conservatives, honest to goodness conservatives of principle, have disavowed Trump and said they'll never vote for him.
Governor, I want to make sure I get these next two questions in. I know you're very busy, but the important questions are, when I've went around, two questions I've heard from listeners are two statements, I should say, are they say, you know, I'm not voting for Trump, I'm not voting for Hillary, I'm going to vote third party, write somebody in, not going to vote at all. But if you ask me who I'm more comfortable with, I'm more comfortable with Donald Trump because he's the unknown, and I don't think we can pay for what Hillary's going to bring to the table. What do you say to those listeners?
Well, first place, I don't think Donald Trump is unknown. I think we know far more about Donald Trump than we may want to admit. I mean, he says he's going to be tough with China, and then what has he done? He's imported his suits from China or his ties from China. He's imported steel for his buildings from China. He says that he respects women, and in every turn, every bit of evidence is that he disrespects women. In case of Hillary, if we look at her accomplishments, if we look at her record of the 8 years of service in the United States Senate, it was a record of achievement, and it was a record of bipartisan cooperation. So I think for people who say, how do we get this system working again, it's Hillary Clinton and her experience.
Final question, I just have to ask this, just to veer away from the election for one moment, because you were the governor here. What do you make of the current state of Ohio and the job the current governor's doing?
Well, it's hard for me to be a good judge of that, Scott. I'm been living in Colorado since 2002, and I've been back for 3.5 days. I felt comfortable coming back because it's a national election, and I'll tell you this: I've been impressed by what's happening in the urban areas where I've been. I mean, I've been in Cincinnati, Columbus, Cleveland, even Youngstown in the last 72 hours, and I sense a really upbeat spirit. Now, I don't know how much of that is related to the Capitol. I'm sure that Governor Kasich would like to take credit for it. I just can't make a good judgment on that. But I'm excited to be back in Ohio, and I'm excited to see good things happening here.
We're excited to have you back. 64th Governor of the great state of Ohio, Dick Celeste. Governor Celeste, if you swing by here, if something changes, we hope to see you.
Thank you very much, Scott. If I get close to Marion, I'll give you a call.
Thank you, Governor.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Governor Dick Celeste, 64th governor of the state of Ohio. There you go. See how quickly we can change here on a dime. Any interjections you'd like to make on the interview with 64th governor of the state of Ohio, the 64th governor, Dick Celeste, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And we are going to keep asking this question because the lesser of two evils, what does it mean? How does it pertain to us here in Ohio? Is Hillary Clinton really more evil than Donald Trump? Is there anything that could get people away from Donald Trump? The New York Times story today, the ties to Russia. Is this WikiLeaks a fair thing? 740-383-9944. What do you have to say as far as Governor Dick Celeste had to say, 64th governor of the state of Ohio? We certainly thank him for coming on and sharing his opinions, and we would love to hear from you out there on the toll-free line, 740-383-9944. Now, we have went through Donald Trump's story, and to be fair, when we talk about WikiLeaks, here is the story that has come out. WikiLeaks has been leaking emails from Hillary Clinton, and it looks like we're getting another call, so we're going to do that. Hey, you're live on WWGH Radio. Go ahead.
I better be live, Scott Spears, because I just got a call from my attorney, and I heard he really put you in your place.
Oh, here we go. Everybody, Big Bully Busick on the line. If you don't recognize that voice, headed here to Marion, Ohio, October 29th, old YMCA for the big Halloween bash, $10 a seat, 7 p.m., October 29th. Well, your shyster lawyer did not put anybody in there.
Did you just call him a shyster?
I did.
The man's not a shyster. The man has got pre-trial and every type of trial you can think of. He's defended the most W.D. Steele from this law firm of Steele Alton, Steele Cash and Alton, you know, the subsidiary of Dewey, Cheatham and Howe. These people know what they're doing. Well, and I got the scoop. Do you know that he enlightened me, your man, the guy that you go behind the scenes and promote, which we're going to get evidence on you, your day coming, but back to the topic. We did find out it was not surgically implanted steel plate. It was titanium!
Okay, let's cover some field here, Rob. Number one, is it true that your lawyer, Mr. Steele, there, represented Bernie Madoff?
He behind the scenes, he represented Madoff, and when Madoff wouldn't listen to his advice, you see what happened to Madoff?
Uh-huh. I do see what happened to Madoff. Now, here we go. This is what I said to your lawyer, because this has come to light in the last few weeks, and maybe this is where you, as a manager, are not really the General Patton or the General MacArthur that the butcher beast needs on October the 29th, because you made the assertion last week, once again, titanium, steel, a brick tied to his head, whatever, Bobo Brazil has already agreed that he will not use the headbutt in that match, and if he does, he is immediately disqualified. As well, your mustache is on the line. Don't forget that. But anyway, let's say he uses the headbutt. He's disqualified. Your guy wins. But I do want to remind you, this is where you've made your cardinal mistake. This is where you are not you're not General Norman Schwarzkopf, because do you realize that is a heavyweight title match? And being in the wrestling game for as long as you have, you know that a title can only change hands on pinfall or submission. So if Bobo uses that headbutt, he will be disqualified, he will lose the match, you'll get the money, you'll get the winner's side of the purse, but you won't get the title. Why would you do such a stupid thing?
Key words is, we will get the win, we will get the victory, and you think you're so smart? You're about as sharp as a pound of wet liver. See, what happens is when we position ourselves, and if this Bobo Brazil, who, by the way, I understand from WD Steele, my attorney, is no longer welcome in the country of Brazil, and they got a petition going for him to change his name back to his original name, Otis.
No, but nobody, that's not true. Go ahead.
So we're going back, and when this victory comes in, you see, what you failed to mention, and you keep trying to avoid the subject, the reason that Bobo Brazil Jr., one of the biggest fan favorites in all the area, is coming to Columbus, Ohio. I mean, Marion, Ohio, on October 29th at the old YMCA, is because he has that titanium surgically implanted plate in his head. He will not take the test, because he knows he will be revealed for the cheater he is, and those fans, those loyal fans that follow him all over the place, are going to say, we got an imposter. It's a lot like Hillary Clinton. People are eventually going to wake up and find out she's the biggest fraud in the world.
Bobo
Brazil Jr., you're going to have the same fate as her. And you know what? Big Bully Busick is going to do just like Donald Trump. I'm coming to Marion, Ohio, and it's going to be scorched earth.
But you know, scorched earth right now is about 9 points behind. And how is this going to get you the heavyweight title? I still don't understand. You're not making much sense.
It's a battle plan. That's the point. You don't understand. See, you got your hands in the pockets of the executive committee up there who's making all these decisions, and you're going along with it. Don't let Bobo Brazil get revealed for that surgically implanted titanium plate in his head. Let's just agree to the match, because if he gets disqualified, he won't lose the belt, and I could still be buddies with the heavyweight champion. Well, guess what? Once he loses that match in a disqualification, because you know he's got a terrible temper. You know that, Scott Spears.
No, he's a wonderful man.
Have you done a criminal history on this guy? Yeah. I have.
Oh, you've done a criminal history?
A criminal history.
What'd you come up with?
You know, in Puerto Rico, he beat up 10 people at one time. 10 people.
Isn't that bad news for you? There's only two of you.
And you probably used your influence to get him off those charges, didn't you?
You know, my question is if he beat up 10 people in Puerto Rico, there's only two of you that night. The odds aren't that great for you guys.
Oh, it's great. You haven't seen the Beast?
No, I've seen the Beast.
And you think that, you had to see what the Beast did over in the Sudan.
Exactly.
Nothing yet. So, believe me, when these two get in the ring, it's going to be a fight. It's going to be a fight.
And you're going to keep your feet on the floor.
Don't worry about what Big Bully Busick does. Big Bully Busick will do whatever it takes to make sure everything is enforced. And if Bobo Brazil uses that headbutt, that surgically implanted titanium plate in his head, he loses. And when he loses, you better take a look at the fine print on that contract for the heavyweight championship belt. That's all I'm telling you. If you think I'm that bad of a general, you better reread that contract, and you better look at the fine print.
So I get the insinuation here. The insinuation is that possibly you've snuck a clause in that contract that if he should be disqualified, that he would lose the title. Now, I don't have a copy of the contract in front of me. Is that the insinuation you're making at this time?
It's not insinuation. The fact of the matter is if he uses the headbutt, he can, under the circumstances of using that, he must then go get the test that I originally demanded. I don't want him to just say, oh no, I won't use the headbutt. I want that test. I want to prove to wrestling fans that he does indeed have a surgically implanted titanium plate in his head, and that he's a false, he's a fraud, he's a phony, he doesn't know what he's doing, and he's a dangerous man. Now, he's got a criminal history.
Now, listen, you being one of the great flim-flam men in wrestling history yourself, here's what I don't understand. Why do you need all this headbutt junk? The Beast is a massive, top-notch contender, without question. This is going to be a heck of a match. Nobody will want to miss. But why do you need all this? Why do you need headbutts banned? Why do you need lawyers calling in? Why do you need stipulations in contracts? Why do you need that makes you seem like a coward.
Oh, so you don't even know what the definition of a coward. People will tune in October 29th, and when they see the TV show, when you're sitting next to me, they're going to see what the definition of a coward is, because if you so much as even run your mouth the wrong way with me, I'll knock you into next week. I'll hit you so hard your mother will feel it.
Listen, I have a whole fleet of lawyers. You wouldn't want to put your hands on me. But the point is, and that shyster lawyer of you is not going to get you out of the pen. But my point is, once again, that you have two matches. You totally have all your focus on this heavyweight title match. You have the chance to win the newly created United States title of that match with the 565-pound Uncle Hog, Dick the Bruiser Jr., and your buddy Ox Baker Jr. You've left him out there. You never talk about him. The other two guys I know are in intense training. You've fluffed him right out to dry, Ox Baker Jr.
Get off the pipe, Scott Spears. Put the pipe down and start listening. If you don't listen to our last talk on the radio, I told you about Ox Baker Jr. I told you that the man ain't wrapped too tight. I told you that he's going to go in the he's going to get the Hog. By the way, who's feeding this guy when he comes in? Don't think I'm kicking in any money to feed the Hog. How much does this guy weigh?
565.
565. When's the last time you think he missed a meal?
Well, it's been a while.
Yeah, you bet. And then you got Dick the Bruiser Jr. This kid's coming in trying to make a name for himself. He's going to try to upset Ox Baker Jr.?
Ox Baker's not the odds-on favorite in that match, by the way. I called Las Vegas earlier on today and Atlantic City, and the odds-on favorite to win that match by heavy, heavy margins is the Uncle Hog.
By heavy margins? 565 pounds? Of course he's the heavy margin. Come on, give me a break.
Your guy's not the heavy favorite, I'll tell you that.
He'll put the Hog on a diet when he gets done with him. You remember one thing about Ox Baker. This guy knows what he's doing. He was taught by the best. Taught by the absolutely best. He'll get in that ring, and he will do what he needs to do, including he might even body slam Hog.
My goodness gracious. You better call AAA if you want to get him up. But
I got AAA.
Well, let me tell you this. Have you thought about this? Let me just throw one more thing your way. We've got about 3 minutes left here. Let me throw this your way. Do you understand that on October 29th, Old YMCA, Halloween Bash, all these great matches are going down? $10 a seat. You can get them at the door or at the radio station here in the Marion Center Mall next to the Crafter's Coop. $10 a pop. Do you understand that if you try to lay your hands on me, my lawyers and security could escort you out the door? The Hog might take you out in that United States title match. You might not even make it to ringside the way you talk and the destructive path you're on to that heavyweight title match that night. You might be out in the dumpster out back of the old YMCA by the time that match takes place, and the Beast would be alone.
Are you threatening me?
No, I didn't say I was threatening. I said you threatened me.
No, you threatened me. I said that. I'm going to tell you what. Remember one thing. I consider you now to be a perceived threat against me, and I will do whatever I need to do to defend myself. So I want you to know that you are now considered to be a perceived threat, and if any of those stooge security people come around me to try to stop me from what they think is somebody's going to hurt you, I will take care of them, and then when I get my hands on you, you're going to wish you were someplace else at a different time.
Now, here, that's a perceived threat, but I would just like to inform you again. You know, if you want to knock me out of the chair, you know, I guess that's your prerogative, but you're worried about me? Shouldn't you be worrying about your men? Isn't that your job? Aren't you supposed to be announcing? Do your job. Don't be the con artist that you are. I know it's in your blood, and you have to revert back to that. Coming from Steubenville, the home of gambling, I know it's there. You're a gambler. You're a shyster. You're a con man. Why not just worry about your men and not worry about the money they're making that night?
You wait till WD Steel gets hold of you for those inflammatory, demeaning remarks. And remember one thing. I have taken the Beast and I have taken Ox Baker Jr. And on October 29th, they're in Marion, Ohio. I will put them in a position and have put them in a position to where they are going to walk out of there with the A, the heavyweight championship belt, B, the United States heavyweight belt.
1 minute left.
Remember that.
1 minute left. Here's something very important. We're going to look at that contract in the next hour to see if that stipulation is in there. But I do want to mention this. Your mustache is on the line. You don't like to talk about that because you're frightened. And number two, I just learned that the executive committee and the president of the executive committee will be on hand. So go ahead and slug me. They'll fine you more money than you're worth and escort you out of the building. Don't have to worry about me. And is it true? Is it or is it not true you're from Steubenville, Ohio? Because the people in Ohio will know what that means.
Steubenville, Ohio, the best high school football team in the country. Roll, red, roll. Yes, I'm from Steubenville. I'm going down to the Scott Bear, see my man Jojo, go up and see Coach Reno, going over to see Jimmy Malvinatis at the city manager's office. I'm going to stop in and see the chief of police. I'm going to stop in and see the judge, the city mayor. I'm going to see them all.
Now, wasn't Jimmy the Greek from Steubenville?
Yes, he was. One of the best bookies around.
Who's your bookie?
You just tricked me.
Big Bully Busick, he's headed to Marion on October 29th. You're not going to want to miss that. The old YMCA up on Church Street. Holy moly, what a match that's going to be. We're coming back with much more talk. Don't you dare go away.
The Talking Place. To legendary attorney and representative of clients such as O.J. Simpson and Dr. Sam Shepard, F. Lee Bailey.
Let's talk about that. That verdict came back.